The accident happened just after 10 a.m. Sunday morning when a bus driver with a Whitehorse-based Standard Bus Contracting Company was driving an empty tour bus from the Captain's Choice Motel down 2nd Avenue. The driver turned right onto Main Street, sideswiping the first floor corner of the overhang, which tore off. The accident also shattered two windows on the right side of the bus. Haynesboro police responded to the traffic accident. There were no passengers or injuries, and all parties were cooperative, according to Officer Max Juicy. Mike Ward is the owner of the building, which houses the clothing and gift shop store Caroline's Closet. He said he was in the office when he got the call and was initially upset, but glad no one was hurt.
Luckily, nobody was walking by, and the bus didn't have any passengers on board because it broke some of their windows on inside and on the street. And if somebody's sitting there, they could have been injured. Mm-hmm. And nobody was walking by, so no injury, so it's all good. This is all replaceable.
He estimates the cost of damage to be between $5,000 to $6,000 and was told the company's insurance would cover it. Ward says he plans to modify the design of the building so the corner doesn't stick out so far because this kind of thing has happened before.
We had an angle iron deal with two flag holders on it that we put flags in at times, and then we had it painted orange, and it was designed to tear off if somebody hit it, and it stuck out a little further. And 2 weeks ago, a boat hit it, and we haven't had a chance to put it back on. So, yeah, it's 2022. If something will go wrong, can go wrong, it will. Every day something goes wrong, it seems like, and this is today's version.
The bus driver helped Ward sweep up broken glass on the corner, apologizing for the accident, but declined to give KHNS his name. There is no designated tour bus route in Haynes, but a better route would be for buses and big rigs to avoid Main Street, continue on 2nd Avenue, and turn right on the Haynes Highway instead, according to Ward. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.